wholeheartedly. My heart really goes out to her family, and to say that we should guard our life with fear and trembling. Anybody who's listening to me should know that anybody at all can be called anytime. If anybody can die at the age of 20, anybody can die. And you don't know under which circumstance God calls you. Look at that fatal accident. I was woken up this morning by Joy FM with this news. And can you imagine 5 a.m., the first message you receive from your call is that Ebony is dead and that you're the last person who took pictures with her. So we should be mindful and we should know that God is paramount. It's appointed unto man one to die and one to die after death judgment. Let's be mindful.
In your little short meeting with her, what kind of person would you say Ebony was?
She received me with joy. She was happy to have met with the man of God. She showed me the ultimate respect you can imagine for somebody to have that. For me to have taken the time and chance to take pictures with her, make conversations, will tell you how much she was happy talking to me. And sometimes I say this always, some of the celebrities, some of these pop stars, some of these footballers, and some of these sportsmen, when they met some of the men of God, there's a way they relate to it, and you can have the chance to speak into their life. Everyone is not the only artist I've spoken into their life. I've spoken into the life of many other people, many other people.
Doctor, did you at any point in time, upon meeting her, feel, you know, there was something going to happen, and hence your timely intervention in her life at meeting at the embassy? Did you have any feeling of such?
I'm a little bit sensitive, and I think we shouldn't go into that one. I think let's keep it as it is now.
Much respected, Doctor. Much respected. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Live FM. We really appreciate it. And yes, we are all mourning with the family. Thank you so much, Doctor. We just had